This is Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Eddie Robinson. Cuomo gets his gun laws, Christie appoints a guns task force, and Bloomberg finds himself mired in conflicts with the unions. All this as the starting gun goes off in the 2013 race for mayor. Joining us to discuss this week in politics is WNYC's Bob Henley and Anna Sale. Good morning to the both of you.
Good morning.
Bob, let's start with you. Governor Chris Christie this week tried to thread the needle on gun laws in New Jersey. He pushed off any potential gun control legislation, but he also went after the NRA. Bob, explain to us the politics of all that.
It wasn't so much that he pushed off looking at gun control changes. What he did is created a panel, which, of course, contrasts significantly with Governor Cuomo, who quickly turned around major changes in the law in a matter of days. Governor Christie has appointed this panel, which he wants to take a more holistic view of this whole matter. He wants to look at the question of access to mental health and drug counseling, substance abuse, as well as look at the prevalence of violence in society, because he's aiming for so-called violence control, not just gun control. But in the free exchange that happened afterwards with reporters at this announcement, he did take the opportunity to attack an NRA ad, which is in heavy rotation, at least in my neighborhood, where the NRA tries to paint President Obama as a hypocrite for seeking reform and strengthening of the nation's gun laws because his children are under 24/7 armed guard protection. Christie said that was patently ridiculous and went after what he thought was the political excesses of the NRA. For Christie, he's in a re-election mode for 2013, but he also has to keep an eye out for the fact that if he wants to run for president, that South Carolina primary comes very early.
Anna, what about Governor Cuomo? He signed a new gun law just a week into the legislative session this year. How's he positioning himself?
Well, the politics were easier in New York State than what Governor Christie was dealing with in New Jersey. He made this a top legislative priority, and he got it not only through the democratically controlled assembly, but also through the state Senate with plenty of Republican votes. And with that, he got national headlines because this passed as before the president, President Obama, put out his gun control package. But what I thought was interesting was while Governor Cuomo did get sort of another progressive, you know, feather in his cap that he can point to along with gay marriage as sort of his progressive record in New York State, he was not on the cover of Time magazine, which dealt with gun control this week. It was another New Yorker, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, along with Vice President Joe Biden and Gabby Giffords.
Speaking of Mayor Bloomberg, this week he faced a strike by school bus workers and a breakdown in talks with the teachers union over the evaluations. Bob, what's the mayor's legacy on unions?
Well, as we head into the close of his third term, what we see is open contracts. In 2009, October, the teachers' contract expired. Mm-hmm. DC 37, the largest union that serves the city, that lapsed out in March of, 2010. And so what's happening is for the legacy for Bloomberg is for his predecessor a real mess because these contracts have not been resolved, and he's also left a situation where he's assumed revenue that hasn't materialized, like hundreds of millions of dollars from the taxi medallion sale. So he's also been combative right along. Sometimes he got friendly just before his reelection efforts, but in general, he's been combative right along.
And then there's the mayoral election. Anna, how are the 2013 candidates positioning themselves on this?
Well, with both the mayor and the teachers union spitting nails at each other, every candidate is able to say, I will work better with the unions. And they're
right.
Saying that. Christine Quinn, however, didn't get into much specifics about the school bus strike. She said she hoped that a strike wouldn't happen. We heard from Comptroller John Liu and Bill de Blasio, both kind of coming on the sides of unions on the school bus strike. And Bill Thompson said he thought that there should be employee protections in those school bus contracts, but also said he hoped that a strike wouldn't happen. He honed in, however, on the budget issue of those outstanding contracts. Here's what he said at a meeting of business interests in New York City this week.
And at the top of the agenda is addressing Mayor Bloomberg's failure to both settle union contracts and to put monies aside to pay for those contracts once they're settled.
And he said that fiscal irresponsibility was a 1-2 punch of Mayor Bloomberg and Council Speaker Quinn. So he got in a dig right there.
What about other positioning that went on? Candidates raising money, speaking all over the city. Are we clear on where candidates are drawing support?
Well, what we know is we got campaign finance reports this week. Christine Quinn is still leading in fundraising. She's also leading in polls. A new poll came out. She's actually extended her lead a little bit in the Democratic field. And all the Democrats match up very well against Joe Lotta, the Republican who just entered the race this week, the former MTA chairman. Mm-hmm. But it'll be interesting to watch to see how, as Joe Lota gets some fundraising under his belt, how that changes the field. I talked to a bundler for Christine Quinn. She told me she still supports Christine Quinn, but her real estate husband, she said, I'm not sure. I'm just speaking for myself because that could change.
WNYC's Anna Sale and Bob Henley. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC.